Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The aftermath of last night's Clinton-Trump debate has left the Republican Party in an all-out crisis mode. An NBC Wall Street Journal poll shows that following release of the tape of Donald Trump on the Access Hollywood bus, Hillary Clinton's lead over Donald Trump is now in double digits. And today, House Speaker Paul Ryan held a conference call with House Republicans saying he cannot and will not defend Trump and that House Republicans can do what's best for them in the remaining weeks of the election. But he will not take back his endorsement of Trump. What does this all mean for Republicans on the down ballot in Michigan? Here with us, Michigan Radio Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta. And Rick, it seems the only Michigan elected GOP official to rescind his endorsement of Donald Trump is Lieutenant Governor Kelly.
Right. Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly said that instead he's going to write in the vice presidential candidate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, but that will be a wasted vote that won't be counted. Basically, it'll be a symbolic measure because in Michigan you have to file an affidavit that you're a candidate if you want to run as a write-in. But yeah, so far it's, you know, a lot of people condemning the words, but very few people going, you know, to that final bridge of saying, like, nope, I can't support him, can't vote for him. And now it's just a question of what's next in terms of this damage control operation.
Yeah, and I've got to wonder. So you've got, for example, you've got Lieutenant Governor Kelly taking back his endorsement. You have Attorney General Schuette, Michigan GOP Chairman Ron Romney McDaniel condemning bus tape, but keeping their endorsements. What do you think the political consequences are of both positions?
Well, I think that if you look at Ronna Romney McDaniel's statement, that she made a point. The kicker to her statement was Donald Trump does not speak for all Republicans. And so when they're assessing, you know, what they're going to do, that either they've got to decide that their prospects improve with a strong showing at the top of the ballot that, you know, just carries everyone else along, or at least, you know, doesn't hurt them, or that they've got to separate themselves and hope that voters will make the distinction between the Republican candidate for president and the Republican candidates for Congress, for state house of representatives, for those education boards. And right now there's a real fear, not that Trump will alienate moderate Republican voters, but that those moderate who will come out and vote for Hillary Clinton, they're afraid that those voters will just throw up their hands and stay home on Election Day and not be there for all of those down ballot races.
Now, so the calculus, it must have changed for Michigan election races since that Access Hollywood tape exploded last Friday. Are we seeing once secure Republican seats in possible danger now?
That's the question, which is just how far, if this is a true implosion, how far down the ballot does it travel? How much does it reflect on other Republican candidates, especially the ones who said basically that at some level they still find Donald Trump, as offensive as he might be, to be tolerable as a possible next president of the United States?
Rick, how are Michigan Democrats making the most of the Access Hollywood busgate tape?
A lot of them are saying, you know what, we're just going to hang back and let the Republican Party destroy itself. But today, the Michigan Democratic Party did start sending out audio tapes that they've gone and gotten recordings of different Republican lawmakers and candidates endorsing Donald Trump. And they are now trying to make those statements as widely known and as widely circulated as possible so that they can win seats in the battleground areas like Oakland County.
Michigan Radio Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta. As always, Rick, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Cindy.
And we reached out to Michigan GOP Chairman Ronna Romney McDaniel, as well as Lieutenant Governor Kelly, requesting an interview. Neither responded to our request.